lines, the last two lines of Dardalad Amid Beis. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Afarpi Shekora Odom Krishma Bebeis HaKnesses. Even though a person learned Krishma already, Poshet he was Mekayim Mitzvahs Krishma, Shalarvis, Mitzvah Likroisai Al Mitosai. There's a mitzvah to repeat again, Krishma Al Mitosai, Omar Rabbi Yosi Maikro, Rigzu V'yal Techeto, Imru Bilvabchem, Al Mishkabchem, V'doimu Selo. So let's see Rashi explains the raya from the Pasuk. Imru bilvavchem, you should say, Imru mashe kosuv alevavecho. The parsha Rishayin of Krishma says alevavecho, so that parsha should be said. Al mishkavchem, shenemar bishogbecho. What is Rashi saying over here? I think Rashi is saying over here, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Reish Lamed Pes, a machlokes if lechatchile one is allowed to say Krishma Sha'al Hamito, Al Hamito, laying down. The Mishnah Berurah brings down 2 days. The first day is he's allowed to say it lechatchile laying down. The second day being from the Chayei Adam, another poskim that one should say it sitting. And he shouldn't say it laying down. He brings 2 days. The Chashulchan says L'chatchila one can say it laying down. Al kaponim it seems this chiluki day. So I think that's what Rashi is telling us over here. Rashi is saying Al mishkavchem imru bilvachem. One should say the parsha that says Al levavecho. How should he say it? Al mishkavchem. He should say it when he's in bed already. Shenemar Sharashi says, because by the parsha of Krishma it says Bishoch Becho. So in this parsha it says it could be said Derech Shchive. I think that's what Rashi is telling us. V'daimu Bishina Achrei Kein. And afterwards, Daimu, he should be quiet, Loshen, V'yidaymarein Bishina Achrei Kein. The Ramah brings down in Simen Reish Lametes that after Krishma shall arvit, after Krishma shall amite, ein oichlin v'shoisin v'loy medabrin ache Krishma shall mitose. This is the lashon of the Ramah, Reish Lametes Sif Aleph. Elo yishon miyat, shenemar v'daymu selo. So the Ramah paskins, and I think that's what Rashi is saying, that's what the Pasuk is saying. That Imru Bilvavchem, what one should say. Al Mishkavchem, what position one should say it. And what should be done afterwards, V'day Muselo, he should be quiet. He shouldn't speak out after Krishna. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, what if a person is very thirsty, or he has something very important to speak about, Mutter, one is allowed to speak or drink. V'yachzer v'yikra. But afterwards he should again say the first parsha of Krishna. And the Mishnah Berurah says this is only kolzer shaloi omar birchas hamapul. The iser of dibur in hefsik is the Krishna's mechayiv. That's the pasuk. It doesn't have to birchas hamapul. V'doy musela. That after the Krishma Shalamita, he should be quiet, he should go to sleep, and he shouldn't be mafsik between the Krishma and the Shina. Lutzoirech, he's allowed to be mafsik, but he'll repeat again the Krishma. But if he said Birchas Amapul, then by Stoyis V'Mishneh Brure, then he's not allowed to speak afilu Lutzoirech. It would seem, the Mishneh Brure brings this down from himself. The Pesach Hadvir brings a machlokes or achronim what this broche birches hamapel is. If the broche of birches hamapel is a birches hanenin, or the broche is a birches hashvach. If it is a birches hanenin, so it is a broche that is said an hanoah shine. So therefore, the halacha should be the way the Mishnah Berurah says. So just like when the person makes a birchas hanenin, a brocha hanachila is not allowed to be mafsik between the brocha and the chila because it becomes a brocha of atole. So the same way, even though there's a tzairich godel, but it will create by being mafsik between the brocha and the shine, it'll come out as a brocha of atole. He has to be masmech the brocha to the shine. But then he brings other achrayim that hold that it is a birchas hashvach. Just like many poiskim hold, in birchas hashacha, the brocha hamavu sheina me'eina yishnuma me'al hapoi, others hold, one can say it even though he didn't sleep. Just like one can say the brocha neisen l'sech vivina even though he didn't hear the kerla town, the girl. Because it is a birchas hashvach that the Rabbeinu Shalom, created such a thing in the Bria, that there's a tarnikel that's mafchin ben yom ben laila. So the etzem inyan of havora sheina is also a birchas hashvach. So these achreinim hold that the birchas hamapel is also a birchas hashvach. A mavashen is a birchas hashvach that one is allowed to shake off the chevle sheina. And a mapel chevle sheina is a birchas hashvach that there is such an inyan of shine. And the Pesach Advir says, so therefore the only iser of speaking out after birchas hamapel is not als the broche, the iser is als the remor. That one should not be mavsik between the krishme and the shine. Out the posik of the daimusela. But this is the mitzvah. Mitzvah likhoise al mitose. Omar Rav Nachman, in Talmud Chochamu, what if a person is a Talmud Chocham? Ain't sorry. Then it's not necessary for him to say, to lain krishma alamit. So it's very interesting. Rashi translates, what is the taicha Talmud Chocham? So Rashi says, Sherogil b'mishnosoi larze al girsosoi tomit. He's kisei de chazering. That is the taitz of Talmud Chochem. Is dayei bekach, so it is not necessary to lain krishme. The chazor al girsosoi is a shmire. So it is not necessary to lain krishme. The Pesach advir is ma'oirer. Why this din is not brought down lahaloche? At the Talmud Chochem, it's brought down the mitzvah of Krishma Lamita, whole Simon Simon Reish Lamites. But this din in Talmud Chochem, Moen Sor. So he says, perhaps one will say, there's a whole shaila, if Bizman Azeh, we have a Talmud Chochem. So he says that there's no connection to that shaila, to what he's asking. There are special halachas that a Talmud Chochem has. And there's a shaila of Bizman Azeh we have a Talmud Chochem because these halachas are built on the godless hatoire that a Talmud Chochem possesses. So there's a shaila of Bizman Azeh that we have such a person who can be considered a Talmud Chochem that Chazal considered a Talmud Chochem. So that is when one needs Yediyas HaTorah. So if one needs Yediyas HaTorah, so it could be Bizman Azen is Maitu Alavavois. We don't have the Yediyas that we're qualified to have a Din Talmud Chochem. There's a Shaila that's a Machlokes HaPoskim. But he says over here, it is not necessary to have Yediyas. The Shmira is Larzer Al Gilsosai Tomit. One doesn't have to be a Boki Bishas. He's chazering. Whatever he knows, he chazes. If he knows a little, he chazes a little. If he knows a lot, he chazes a lot. So why wasn't it brought down that, why isn't it brought down that Bizman Azen, a Talmud Chochem is potter from Krishma Shalamit? So he says something very interesting. He says, this Talmud Chochem, what the Gemara is speaking about, Sherogil b'mishnosoi lachzer al gilsosoi tomid, he says, this Talmud Chochem we also don't possess. And why is it that way? So he says, Amoyre de Kizach. He says, the Gemara says in Erevin, the Gemara says, Shmaitze boitz luse. In order for a person to be able to be mamik in a sugye, one needs a clear head without tirdes. And the Gemara says, Aloshin Omar Rove, Ikantzison Kina Loitanoi. If a Kina was biting him, he didn't learn the way he usually learned. That smelled him. It wasn't the same learning. So the Pesach Advir says, so what is the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is telling us that these, but Rava was Rava. So it seems Rava didn't have too many tildes. He said when he had a tilde, Taki, his learning was different. He says, the Bizman Chazal, they was zoicher to learn without tildes. That's what the Pesach Advir wants to say. So Memele, it was possible that a person should be able to be lachzer al gilsosei tamid. He says, by us, he says, we have so many tildes and dayes. He says, it's a big avoida when the Gemara is open in front of us, I should be able to clear our heads from all the dayes and tildes and start concentrating on the Gemara. So that's what the Gemara is in front of us, is kulei haiva ulai. Without a Gemara in front of you, without a machayiv, it's zicha very difficult to be dovuk in Torah. He says, therefore, as the tildes and daigis that we have, we don't have the Talmud Chochem that Chazal have. That's why this is not brought down the halacha. Amar Abaye, av Talmud Chochem mi boi lei lemeima chad psuke derachme. Af al pikein, a Talmud Chochem, even though the parsha of Krishmi is potter to say, but he should say one posuk of rachmim, Kigoin biyotcha avkidruchi podisa oisi Hashem keilemes. Now, since we brought down this pasuk to tell us the chiyuv of Krish Mishalamito, so now the Gemara is going to darshan this pasuk. Omar Rab Levi Balchome, Omar Rab Shimon Ben Lokish. Lo'ilom yargiz odom yetzer toiv al yetzer horo. Shenema rigzu vi al tacheto. So the Goyin says pshat, but Rab Levi Bar Chama is telling us that there's a difference between Mulchemes Hayetzer and all other Mulchemes. All other Mulchemes, the Mulchema is only necessary when one sees that the enemy still has an intent to fight. So then one has to continue the Mulchama. But if one sees that the Soine was Nichna, he was completely subdued, so then there's no necessity to continue the Mulchama. So Rab Levi Bar Chama is telling us, by the Yetzer Hara there is no such thing. That things have been going good for a long period of time does not mean anything. La'olam yargiz adam yetzer toiv al yetzer hara. It is necessary always that one should be margiz yetzer toiv al yetzer hara. The union of yargiz is, others say, yargiz is a lotion of pachad or charot leiv. Ragos. And the Yosef explains that the Mulchama should be, that one should be mischarid. One should think what he had done till now and be mischarid on that. He should be mefachid on the pulis he had done till now, and that will bring about the altachato, that he won't do further chatoi by realizing the raw that he had done till now, that will bring out a cheto. And this is a davar sichli. Im nitzchoi mutov. Im lav yasvik batoyre. Shenemar imru bilvavchem. He should be oisik batoyre. We find there's a special sgure of toyre. The Mesilas Yesharim says that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who created the Yetzer Hara, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam knows the only sum that can counteract the Yetzer Hara, that's Barossi Yetzer Hara, Barossi Torah Tavlin. So if Al Pi Seichel, He cannot be menatzeichen, thinking about the Ovah, thinking about all the nisyonos he fell through. That does not give him enough gvura to be mitzgaber further, so then he needs medicine. Then is yasek b'teire shenema imru bilvavche. Im nitzchai mutet. Vim lav yikra kriyishma shenema al mishkavche. He should learn Krishna. Others say pshat, that could be the tachlis of Krishna over here, is perhaps if he has kashis in anhugas ha'oilah, he sees tzaddik v'raloi and roshe v'toivloi, but the tzaddik v'raloi is bothering him, so mele, he has a kashis, so why should I be mechazik in mitzvahs? I see tzaddik v'raloi. So he should learn Krishna. In Krishna it says, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. One has to know, even though when one sees Midas Adin, one should realize that it is Rachman. There's no kasha. What one sees is not proof of the Ra. That's how Beit Yosef wants to say pshat in the Yikras Krishna. In Nitzchai Mutov, Vim lav yiske lo yoim ha-misa shenema v'doimu selo. On the same pshat, yiske lo yoim ha-misa, the Goyin in Mishlei brings this down, that the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that the Yetzer Hara has, does three things. Hu a Yetzer Hara, hu a Sotten, hu Malach HaModes. He does three pu'ulas. First, he goes to the person and tries to convince him to do avedas. And it would seem to the person that he means teivosoi. That is when he comes in contact with the person. After he was matzliach with the person, he doesn't feel at all indebted to the person for listening to him. No, on koponim day, he goes with amir de kesine, is Oilo Mastin the Yared Venital Nishame. Afterwards, he goes with Amira de Kesine to be Mekatrik to the Rabbi Nishalom. Why is this person still living? Why isn't getting Yisurim? Till he's able to fear ois what he's demanding and Yared Venital Nishame. So one should remember, the Goin says, B'yoyim Amisa, the person confronts the Yetzer Hara, and there he sees the one who the whole time was telling him he means L'Tayvosai was his greatest Soine. So Mamela, before he's getting convinced from the sugary salesmanship of the Yetzer Hara, Yiske Lo Yoim Hamise, we should realize who is convincing him. The Yoim Hamise will see the true colors of the Yetzer Hara, V'day Musela, and that should help. The Dibna Magid says a little different shot in the Seder of Yagiz Odom Yetzer Toiv al Yetzer Hara. Chazal tell us that a person shouldn't say, I efshi bebosu chazir, ela efshi uma ese, that the Rabbeinu Shlalom said, you're not allowed to eat chazir. That means the real oifen of Avodas Hashem is an oifen of milchama. Just like we find by the Nisoyin Akeda. Nisoyin Akeda was, kachna es bincha es yechidcha asher ahavto es yitzchok. The Nisoyin Akeda was not that Avram should forget the ave that he had to Yitzchok. The Nisoyin Akeda was that even though he realizes this is his only child, this is the child that he has avid to, such a child, alayu sham lo'ila. That was the Nisayin HaKedah, and that was the greatest madrege. And it seems Chazal want from every Yid that he should also, in Milchemes HaYetzer, he should also be in such an oifen. That means he shouldn't say, I don't eat Chazal because it's not healthy, it's it doesn't taste good. He's taking away the whole milchama. He should say, Efshi, Fakel. It's kishmak, it's wonderful, I really would enjoy it. But I'm not eating it because the Rabbein Shalom said you're not allowed to eat it. So, rigzu mi'al tacheto. So, he says, pshatn rigzu. Rigzu means make a fight out of it. Don't run away. Make a fight out of it and val tacheto. That is the greatest madrege in Mulchemes HaYetzer. But there's a big Muhammad. So the Gubna Magid explains that there are two Yetzer Haras. There is a Yetzer Hara that the person is born with, the Tchunis HaNefesh that a person has, the Chumriyis and the Arziyis that the person is born with, and then there's a Malach. These are two types of Yetzer Haros. Abisol Salanter in the Geres also speaks about it. Abisol Salanter says, that is why Chazal tell us that there's one day in the year the Yetzer Hara has off. That's Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is observed. He has off. He takes a day off. So Abisol Salanter asks, so why is it that we do have Erech Yom Kippur also? He says, because that's al Chelek HaMalach. But the person himself is born with tchuneis, rois, arzis, chumriis, and that works every day of the year. About koponim, there's a double muhammed. Sai mitzad gufoi, and sai mitzad amalach ruchni, that is mafata the person. So, Rab Levi Balchome is saying how one fights with each muhammed. The Indian of Yasek B'Teire, Teire is called Tushia. Why is Teire called Tushia? Shemateshes Koichoi Shalodom. That is in the Chelik HaGufni that the Yetzer Hara has, the Teire is Mezachech, and Matish, the Gufni is the Chelik of the Yetzer Hara, which every person is born with. That's this Chelik. But sometimes it's the other chelik that's fighting with him, the malach. And that, he should lay in krishme. Because we'll see later that through laying krishme, mazikim b'deile mimenu. It seems there's a skula of krishme that it chases away the mazikim, and that goes, the Yetzer is also a chelik of these mazikim. So the imlav, if Teire doesn't help, so it seems the Yetzer Hara is the Malach, is Yikras Krishma. Bimlav Yiskelo Yeim HaMise, he says Yeim HaMise, it seems then he can't fight the Yetzer Hara directly by feeling that he does have a type of Afal Pikein, he won't do it. If Teire isn't working and Krishma isn't working, then it's v'day musela, then one should be maskil ayayim hamise, so that will be mevatel the taiva legamri. That means then he sees he can't comply with this madrega of efshi avol maese, so then is yiskil ayayim hamise, and that will be mishakeyach the taiva that is in him. Ba'omar Rab Levi ba'chomer Omar Rab Shimon ben Loki. May dechsi ve'etnu l'cho es l'cho yisa even v'hatoira v'hamitzvo asher kosafti l'hoiroiso. It seems there was a very big nesine. L'cho yis toire mitzve shekosafti l'hoiroiso. L'cho yis eilu asares ha'dibreis. Toire zu mikro. Ha'mitzve zu mishne. Asher kosafti eilu nevi'im uksuvim. Lairoisam zegemore melamei shekulam nitnu lemoishe misinai. Zot Rashi. Yagiz yeitzer toiv sheyase mulchome im yeitzer hara. V'doimu sela yoim hadumiya, the day of complete silence. U yoim amove shehuda miya ilomis. From this day, there's a Dumiya Ilomis. Now, the Gemara said, Vahatoire, and the Gemara translates, Vahatoire Zem Mikro. So Rashi says, Chumish, Shemitzva Likrois Vahatoire. Rashi is explaining over here, why is Torah called Mikra. So L'cheire Rashi means to say like this, because there is a cloud that Dvorim Shebiksav I'ator Rashoi Lo'imram Balpeh. The halacha is one is not allowed to say Divrei Torah Balpeh. Therefore, that's why Chazal call Chumash Mikra. There's a mitzvah likroisam to read it. That's what is the thing. Shemitzvah likrois ba'teire. There's a mitzvah skriye. And the Marsha explains, there's a mitzvah skriye with the timing and the nigun, the way teire should be said. So therefore, teire chazal kol mikra. Shemitzvah likrois ba'teire. Zo Mishne, she is asku ba Mishne. There is no inyan of kriye, fakel. Teire she bal peh, iyata rashoi le koisvon. There's no dinted. That what the Mishnah is in the Gemara was written, that's al feis las is la shem eifelu teire secho. That is the opposite of the seder that should be. There shouldn't be a seder of kriye of teire she bal peh. Kosvei maluach li becho. So therefore, Mishnah is not called Mikra, she is asku be Mishnah. It could be Rashi wants to be Meramiz another thing also. I'm not sure if Rashi means this, but perhaps we could be mamtik this in the Lashon of Rashi also. There's a Meiredike Mogen Avram in Hilchis Talmud Torah. The Magen Avraham says there's a difference between Teire Shebiksav and Teire Shebalpeh. Teire Shebalpeh, Mishnayis, if a person will say a Mishnah and he doesn't know what's flying, but he's saying the words. So the Magen Avraham says there's no mitzvah of Limud HaTeire. Limud HaTeire of Teire Shebalpeh, one has to understand what he's saying. And therefore the Magen Avraham says that the reason they put Ezel Mekoimon in the davening is that one should learn Mikra Mishneh, so a person should make sure to understand the pshat in Ezel Mekoimon. That's in Teire Shebalpeh. Teire Shebiksav is not like that. Teire Shebiksav, saying the words without understanding what one is saying, one also has a mitzvah of Limud HaTeire. There's a difference between Teire Shebiksav and Teire Shebalpeh. It could be Rashi wants to mention this also. Shemitzvah likreis b'teire, there's a din kriye of saying words without even understanding what one is saying. Mishneh sheyis asku b'mishneh. There is a din esek, lasek b'divrei teire. The esek is the omul, the yigiye. That applies by Mishneh. Lahiraisam, the Gemara said, Ze Gemara. What is the exact title of Gemara? So Rashi says, Svoras Taimei HaMishnayis. The reasons of the halachis which are brought down in the Mishnayis, Shemimenu Yaitza Hira. One can only paskin Ashaila if one knows the Svoras of the halachis. Aval hamoirim hayra min ha-mishne nikru mevalei oilam v'miseche soite. These are called mevalei oilam because one can never paskin from halachis psukis without understanding the svara. So that's why in lo hayraisam this goes on Gemara. And kosafti goes on the viyim uksuvim, so we learn out from these psukim that even though the Nevi'im Iksuvim were given later, or were written later, Bizman Kol Novi V'Novi, but Al Kolponim, they were already Nitan Misinai. There is no new Torah that was Nishadish later. Melamed Shekulam Nitnu L'Moshe Misinai. Omar Rav Yitzchok Kol HaKeire Krishma Al Mitosai Ki ilu oiches cherev shel shtei piyos biyodo. It is ki ilu he is holding a knife that has two sharp edges. Shenema roimema is keil bigroinam v'cherev pi piyos biyodo. Through the haromas keil, one has a cheref pipiyos. My mashmi, so where is it merumes in this pasuk that we're speaking about krishmi shalarvis? Omar mazutre v'teima ravashi, mireisha din yonah. We'll look from the beginning of the pasuk before. V'chsiv yalzu chasidim b'chovoid yiranenu al mishke voisom. So we are speaking the rinun, what is said, al mishke voisom. Like we said, al mishkavchem. And right afterwards it says, v'chsiv basrei roimim voiskeil b'groinam v'cherev pipiyos b'yodom. There is a more big vote from the Meshech Chochme in Parshas Vayechi. In Pasuk it says that Yaakov Avinu told Yosef, Asher lokachti miyada amori becharbi ubekashti. And the Targum Unkelus translates, what's becharbi ubekashti? So Targum Unkelus says, betzloisi ubebausi. Now, tsloisi, we say in Kaddish also, the skabel tsloisoin uva usoin. There's a tfila of tsloisoin, and there's a tfila of ba'usoin. Both are tfilas. One tfila is nimshal to a cherev, and one tfila is nimshal to a keshes. So the Meshech Chochme explains there are two types of tfilas. There's a tfila kavua, what the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were mesakim. The nusach a person has to say. And then there's a bu'usoin. There's a tefillah, a person has an own tefillah. He finds himself in a eis tzor, he needs a private bakosha. That is bu'usi. There's the tefillahs hakvuis l'rabim, and the tefillah that a yochid is mespalo on his own tzorchim. So the Meshech Chochme says, the oifen that these two tefillahs will be niskabel is they're two different oifanim. The tefillah of the tefillahs kavuos, which are mesudah for Klal Yisrael, these are similar to a cherev. A cherev, a sharp cherev, is a weapon mitzad atzmo. It's very dangerous. Cherev pipiyos. One doesn't need too much strength in order to be able to kill someone if he has a sharp cheret. A keshes, a bow and arrow, so the whole strength of the keshes is how much strength the person who is shooting the bow and arrow is putting in. How much he's able to pull back the string, how much koyach he has, that will put speed into the arrow to make it a weapon. If he doesn't have any koyach, it won't accomplish anything. So he says, if a person is mechadish, a tefillah protis, a tefillah yechidis, the words alone are not sufficient. He has to put koichos in the tefillah in order to ensure that the tefillah will be niskabel. Masha enkein, the tefillah is hakvuos, he says, you see by Shemayna Esrei, only meiker adin, only the bracha rishoyna nitzkavone, the other brachas, he wasn't mechaven. The words alone are poil yeshuas, without putting in extra koiches. The more kavana one hands, that will help the situation. But it has a shame cherev without tremendous koiches. Perhaps it's kedai to the mon. Abchaim Volozhiner Nefesh Achayim says that the Iker Tefillah is lav vavke to know the translation of the words. The Iker Tefillah is the word should be said. One should picture the words, or one should look at a siddur. And the words accomplish what they have to accomplish. Again, because this is a cherev. A cherev will accomplish without him putting in too many koiches. He says, that's what the Gemara says over here. He says, usually Krishmi Shalalamita, when a person is saying Krishmi Shalalamita, he's sleepy already. So he can't have too much kavonin. So a person will think, so what can he accomplish already with Krishmi Shalalamita? So he says, no, it's a cherev. Cherev pipiyos biyodom. The koyach of Krishmi, the words alone are the koyach to protect them. Reime mois keil begreinam v'cheref v'pies v'yodam. V'am ha-Rab Yitzchak, kol ha-keirei kriyishma al mitosoi mazikin b'deilem heimenu. Shenemal u'bnei reshef yagviyu oit. It's very interesting. The Gemara before said, "Kilu oiches cherev shel shtei piyos biyodoi." It seems that he's loichem with the mazikim, but he has a cherev. Here it says that kol hakayre krishma al mitosoi mazikim b'deilim heimenu. The mazikim go away without confronting the mazikim. Shenama ubnei reshef. Nei reshef is going on the. And the mazikim, yagbiu oif. The oif, oif is going on teire, vein oif ala teire. The teire makes that the bnei reshef should fly away, they should go away. So how does this stim with the Gemara before? Others say that when the mazikim see that he's oich is acherev shel shtei piyos, they run away already. He doesn't even have to confront them. The cherev shel shtei piyos is sufficient. V'ein oif ela teire, shenema asoif einecha boi ve'einenu. What does that mean? Asoif einecha boi im tichpel. Asoif is a lotion of doubling over. Im tichpel v'sagauta einecha bateire, hi mishtakeches mimecha. Es is pshat in posik, the posik is speaking about something else in ganz. The Pasuk is speaking about that the Indian of Shikchas HaTeire. Shikchas HaTeire, the Chassam Sofer Grat has a whole shmuz. He says we find that Bizman Chazal, when they went into Golis Bavel, we find that they forgot the Lashon. That means if this Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, what does this mean? What does this mean? They forgot Teichwerter. They weren't in Bavel too long. Why is it that way? So he explains that Teire is a special skule of Teire, that Teire asoif einecho boi ve'einenu. Teire, and Lashon HaKodesh, that has Kedushas HaTeire, if one is not misasik kiseidah with it, Mishtakeches mimecha, one will forget. That is the skula of Teire, that without keseida chazuring and being mishtamish with it, one will forget what one learned. That's poshib shat and posik. Hasoif einecha boi veinenu. So really, this posik is not speaking about, we don't see from this posik vein ois ala Teire. The Sirimaphoshim, the Marshon, the Goin explained that the Raya is from the end of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki osoi yaseloi kinofayim, kinesher yov ashamayim. That if a person is Messiah das from Teire, so the Teire will get wings, kinesher yov ashamayim, will fly up to the heavens. Al koponim, from the Sefer Dekra, we see that Teire is nimshal la'oit. The Raya is from the Sefer Dikot. So that's pshat in the Pasuk, that mazikim b'deila meimenu, uvnei reshef yagbiyu oi, vein oif ala teire, vein reshef ala mazikim, shenemar mizei rov, ulochumei reshef v'ketef mariri. Ulochumei reshef v'ketef mariri is speaking about mazikim. The Mefarshim ask that Rabbi Yitzchak starts off by saying, "Kol atoyrei krishma al mitosoi mazikim bedeilem imenu." So it seems Rabbi Yitzchak is telling us the inyan of toyrei krishma, that the skula of krishma is mazikim bedeilem imenu, and then he brings a raya from the pasuk, "Ve'ein oif ela toyre." So it's not Krishma, it's Teire. How does he brings a raya from the Pasuk on Krishma from the Ein Oif Ela Teire. So others say that the raya is, Oif is also a lashon of double. The Targum translates v'chafalta v'soif. It's a lashon. Oif is also a lashon of double. The Torah that is doubled, that means the Kriyishma that is said twice a day, this Torah is misugul ubnei reshef yagbiyu oif. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, kol ha'isik b'Torah yisurim b'deilim heimenu. Shanema ubnei reshef yagviru oif, ve'ein oif ala teire, shanema hasoif einecho boi ve'einenu, ve'ein reshef elo yisurim, shanema mezeirov ulochumei reshef. Ketav meriri yizichem azikim. Mezeirov is yisurim, that's hunger. So the shail is what lochumei reshef is. So the Mandriyama before learned that Reshev is also Mazikim. It's similar to Ketev Meriri. And he learned that Reshev is similar to Bezeirov and Yisurim Bedeirov Memenu. Ve'inoif ala Teire Shinema Asoif Enecha Boi Ve'inenu Ve'in Reshev ala Yisurim Shinema Mezeirov Uluchum E'Reshev. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan told Resh Lakish, Ho hafilu tinoiki shel beis rabam yoydin oisoi. He says, you are machadish a posik in Eiv. So it would seem till Eiv, one does not know this yisoi. He says, one hafilu who didn't learn Eiv could also figure this out. Shanema vayoymarim shemoya atishma lekel Hashem aloikecha. Vahayosho be'enov tase vazanto lemitzvoiso v'shamarto kol chuko. Kol machlo shesamti b'mitzrayim lo yosim alecho ki ani Hashem reifech. So it says, it says in this pasuk that through v'shamarta kol chukov and v'azanta l'mitzvoiso, this goes on shemoya tishma lekel Hashem alekecho, which is goes on limud ha'toire, is kol machlo shesamti lo yosim alecho. So in the mele you don't need your pasuk. Others explain that Resh Lakish held that this pasuk is not speaking about tiviyistike machlis. This pasuk is speaking about machlis sheloite derech hatev. Kol ha-machlo shesamti v'mitzrayim loy osim olecho. That the machlis nisiyais will not come. And that Torah is a skule. But Poshita Yisurim, he held, it's no raya from this pasuk. That was the Svavu Shlokish, that's why he had to bring a raya from a pasuk in Eiv. Al Kaponim Ram Yechanan held that from this pasuk you can bring the raya. So he said a different shot in that pasuk. Ela kol she'ev sheloi lasik b'teire, ve'emei oisik, akadish bolchu mevi olav Yisurim mechu'orim v'oichin oisik. Rabbi Yochanan said a different pshat in this pasuk. Ubnei Reshef yagviu oif. Ubnei Reshef is going that the Yisurim will be yagviu oif. They'll make that he won't be able to learn Torah. This is a different pshat. That through the Yisurim, if he didn't learn Torah, or the Bnei Reshef will come since Yagviyu Oiv, since he wasn't learning Torah. The Pesach is telling us that, the Pesach in Chumash is telling us that Lima da Torah can prevent Yisurim. And this Pesach is telling us by not learning Torah, Kol she'ev sheloi lasik b'Torah ve'eina yaisik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi olav Yisurim m'chu orim v'oichin oisoi, shenema, Ne'lamti dumiya hechsheisi mitoiv ucha'evi neko. Then the pasuk it says, Ne'lamti dumiya when hechsheisi mitoiv, he was quiet from toiv. He didn't learn ucha'evi neko. So that aggravated the ka'ev. That was about yisurim uchu'olim. Ve'ein toiv ala teire shenema ki lekach toiv nosati lochem teirosi al tazoibu. Let us see Rashi. Ubnei Reshev yagdilu oif, ha'oif misalkom mimcha. Ketav meriri, ze shem shei datzorayim, ומסכס פסוכן ולכו מרשת סיב בין רוב למזיקן. It is written between Rav and Mazikin, Nidrash Lefono V'la'acho, Yisurim U'Mazikin. That's why the first man of the Yama said it's going on Mazikin, and the second man of the Yama said it's going on Yisurim. Afilu Tinoike Shol Beis Rabam Yoidim, Sha'atayre Megino, Sholameidim Miseif HaChumish, Im Shemoya Atishma Kol Amachlo Shasamtim, Afilu Aktanim Shloi Higi Laseif HaIyuv Kvar Lomdoi. They know this pasuk already. Hachshaysi mitoi min ha-teire v'cha'evi neko mako akura. It's not similar to Abos Ovedom. Odom, midas Abos Ovedom, Odom moicher chayfetz l'chaveroi, moicher otzei v'loikeach someach. Avo HaKadosh Baruch Hu einei kein, nosam lem teire li-Yisrael v'someach, שנמהר כי לקח תויד נוסעתי לוחם תירוסי אל תעזבו. נוציא רשי. המויכר עוצאית שפירש ממנו דובו חושב כזה ומתויך דויך כהי מוכרי. Someone who had something and was forced to sell it, so he's sorry that he had to give it up. By Rabbeinu Shalom v'sameach sh'ekodesh Baruch Hu maziro milazei v'oiso, it should remain by Kal Yisrael teirosi al tazoivu u'mishabcho lifneim b'lekav toiv acher shenosno lohem. The Mefarshim explain that what Teire is nimshel to a mekach, agav uche, we see that the pasuk alone has a stirabik loshen, ki lekach toiv nosati lochem. So it seems that Teire has a din of a mekach umemka, there was a purchase. And then it says nosati lochem. Nosati is a loshen matone. Mefarshim explain, the Medrash says, ki yimker ish es bitoy liyomo, that is going on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam sold the Teire. What was the price? What was the payment for the Torah? So the Medrash says, the schus of Avraham Avinu and the schus of Yaakov Avinu. The schusim paid for the Torah. That's how Klal Yisrael was zeichet to Torah. The schus of Avraham and Yaakov. That was the Mecca. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo made it a matana also. So therefore, the Rebbeinu Shlomo als Mecca alone, the Seder is that a Mekach, one would want back the Mekach. But the Rebbeinu Shlom made it as a matone, so therefore he wanted to ensure that it should remain by the Loikhim. Therefore the Rebbeinu Shlom told Klal Yisrael, Terosi al Tazoid. Omar Rove Viteimer Rav Chizde. Im Roye Odom, She Yisurin Boim Olo, Yefashveish Bemaisa. When a person sees Yisurim are coming, he should be mefashvish b'maisov to see what could be the cause of the Yisurim. Shenema nachbeso derocheinu v'nachkoire. There's a gilsa on the side, pishpesh u'motzo, he found what he was doing wrong. Yasa tshuve, shenema v'neshuva ad Hashem. Then one should do tshuva. After the chippus, one should do tshuva. Pishpesh v'loi motzo, yitle bebitl teire. Shenema ashrei hagever asher tiyasrenu ko, umeteiroscho selamdev. If he didn't find a cause for the yisurim, is yitle bebitl teire. The Baal Shor asks a shaila, how could that be that a person didn't find the cause for Yisurim? The pasuk says, "Ki Adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta." There is no perfect person. So the Mefarshim answer the Ma'asher Shaila. The Gemara says in Shabbos, "Ein mise b'loy chayt ve'ein Yisurim b'loy avoy." So it's very interesting. Chet is shoygig. And Ovoin is mazed. So the Chazal are telling us that for a chet, a person could eventually die. Ein misa b'loy chet. Ein yisurim b'loy oved. But yisurim come about only because of an oved. Because of a mezid. Not because of a shaykh. So memele, that what the Marsha said, that ein odom tzadik b'oretz asher yase toy b'loy yechto, there isn't a person that is not a chayte. Sure, there isn't a person that's not a chayte. But for a chet, one won't get yisurim. Emroya odom she yisurim boim olof. So it can't be for a chet. So it has to be for a mezid. A mezid, it could be pishpesh v'loy motzo. He didn't find any aveira of mezid that he was over. So what does the Tanya say? Yitle bebitl toire. By bitl toire, there's a different deal. We just learned before. Kol she'evsheloi lasoik batoire ve'enoi oisrik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi olam yisurim. Bitl toire, one doesn't need an ovoin. That afilu ha'shaykik of bitl toire, that is the posik over here. Kol she'evsheloi lasoik b'toire, yagbiu oif, to yagbiu oif, or the dolamti, the Bittul Teira alone brings with itself Yisurim Michal Orim. So therefore, if he didn't find any mezid, he could be Teira be Bittul Teira. That is one mahalach in the Gemara. What does Rashi say? Pishpesh v'loy motza, loy motza aveira b'yodoy, shebishvila ru'uyin yisurim alolu lovoy. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Chaim Volozhiner in Ruach Ovois says pshat in this Gemorin, I think he says it in this Rashi, that the Rebbeinu Shloilem, and the Rebbeinu Shloilem is manish a person, there's a darge, the oinish is mida keneged mida. The aver that a person sinned, and that aver a person is nenash. A person has to know how to touch up the oinish. One of al koponim, that is the seder. The Mirashivez, Chaynavachim Chaim Shmulevitz says over a meir of the kemaise, he says over that there was once a Rav and a Rebbetzin, and they were, and the Rav was a sick person, he had to eat before davening. That's one Indian. There was another Indian that they were speaking about their child, they had a psagalung and a daughter, they were speaking about a certain bocher, a shidduch, and it was mamish molly milas. But he had one chesaron. He used to limp a little bit. So everyone was masking for the shidduch besides the Rebbetzin. Shum oifen, her daughter should marry a balmum, chas v'shalom, sishter the shidduch. These two, then one day she was bringing her husband food, and she tripped, and she broke her foot. And right away she said, ah, it's min ha'shamayim. We said, what's the min ha'shamayim? Because I brought my husband food before davening, that's why I tripped. That means the midah keneged midah, one can see, but one has to know how to touch it up. But that's the klal. There is a yisod of midah keneged midah. One that is from the zakei haro'is, one can tell what the tvi is min ha'shamayim, what they're demanding from him. So pishpesh v'loy motza, Rashi says, loy motza aveira b'yodoy shebishvilo ruin yisurim alolo lovoy. He can't figure out why he broke his foot. Thus, at Ketane, he spoke Lashon Hara, did this, but he didn't do anything wrong with his feet. Why did he break his feet? Pishpesh v'loy motza. Is yitla bebitl teire. So what's yitla bebitl teire? So why did he break your foot because of bitl teire? So Rav Chaim Volozhiner says yes, because by Torah it says lechol besorei marpei. Torah is a refuah for the whole guf. So just like Torah is a refuah for the whole guf, in the same vein, Torah, if there's bitul Torah, so the whole guf can suffer from it. That is Pshat and Rashi. Pshat and Rashi is Lei Motza Avei Rabbi Yodeshe Bishvi Lohu Yin Yisurim Alolo Lovai. Then is Yitla Bebitul Teire. The Mepharshim ask, why, what is Pshat Lei Motza? If there was Bitul Teire, so what's Pishpesh for Lei Motza? If he was Mevatul Teire. The Poshet Pshat is, because one doesn't know how great the Chiyuv of Limud HaTorah is. One doesn't see an Aveira one can be aware of. Of Bitul Torah, one thinks that Mistami is learning enough. Therefore, if there's no other Aveiras, one should be Torah by Bitul Torah. The Goyim says Pshat in the Gemara, that Yitla Bebitul Teire means, how could it be Pishpesh V'loi Motza? How could a person not find Averis? Mistamer, he doesn't know all the halachas. If he would have learned Teire, he would have realized that many things that he has been doing were wrong. So therefore, Yitla Bebitul Teire. There's a Meire de Kebir from the Be'er Mayim Chayim on this Gemara, Yitla Bebitul Teire. Pishpesh v'loi motza yitla bebitzel teire. The Ben Maim Chaim says as follows. The Mishnah says, Mu'ubis lo yuchal iskoin, ze shebitl krishme shel shachis v'arvis. And let us explain this for a minute. The Balatanya, the Geres HaKodesh, explains that Mitzad Echad, we find that a lav is more chomel than a mitzvah sasei. In the Dalet Chelke Kapore, the Gemara says in Yume, that if a person was over on a mitzvah sasei, ba'osa tshuve, it's meichlen loy. On a mitzvah sasei, tshuve is sufficient. By a lav, tshuve is teile, v'yem kippur is goyma. So we see a lav is more chomel than a mitzvah sasei. On the other hand, we find that a mitzvah sasei is more chomel. Mu'uvis lo yuchal iskoin, ze shebitol krishme shel shachis v'arvis. He didn't learn krishme, forget about it. This can never be fixed, this can never be taken care of. A lot you can take care of. It's true, but Yom Kippur, it's finished, it's erased. This is mu'uvis lo yuchal iskoin. So how do we understand, in Lidach Gisa, Chazal tell us that an asset tshuva helps right away. How do we understand these two mamori chazal? So the Balatanya explains that there's two inyonim in a mitzvah sasei. There's one inyon in a mitzvah sasei that he did wrong by not being mekayim the mitzvah sasei. The wrongness in the bitl mitzvah sasei. There's an avle. The chelek ha-avle, that tshuva will help. And that avla perhaps is smaller than the avla of a lav. But there's another thing, there's an accomplishment that one accomplishes through a mitzvah sasei. The accomplishment that he could have accomplished, that's prafala. Misha bitul krishme shachis v'arvis. He didn't learn krishme shachis v'arvis, so his whole life will learn krishme. Wonderful. But that day that he didn't learn Krishme, that bitul Krishme shel shachis, that's gone and forgotten. He can never make it up. That's what Chazal are telling us. Mu'uvis lo yuchal iskein ze shebitul Krishme shel shachis v'arvis. And this applies to every mitzvah sasei. The same thing applies to bitul Torah. In bitul Torah there's two inyonim. In bitul Torah there's an inyon of not learning, the avla of not learning. And that perhaps that's a mitzvah sasei that tshuva will help. But what one could accomplish in the learning that he could never make up, that's a mu'uvis lo yuchal iskein. So the Be'er Mayim Chaim says no. By Torah, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave an efshores, a possibility that one can make this up. How can one make up bitul Torah? If he learns the next day because he's mechuyev to learn the next day, how could he be misakin the days that he didn't learn? So the Be'er Mayim Chaim says as follows. Chazal tell us, Tam achas bitzar kimeya pa'omim shalei bitzar. What does that mean? That means, if a person is learning something, with tzar, with yisurim, with difficulties. So if he's learning an hour with tzar, that's equivalent to learning 100 hours. So that's pshat in the Gemara. Pishpesh v'loy motzo. He's not doing anything wrong. And he's still getting yisurim. Why is he getting yisurim? The yisurim is for a different purpose. The yisurim is yitla bebitl toire. He should be toire because once he was mevatl toire. Those lost hours are being paid back now. So that he has yisurim and he'll still be learning, so he'll be able to gather 100 hours. That's pshat yitla bebitl toire. But if he didn't find that there's no reason, then it's Yisurim Shalava, Shinemar, Ki Esar Sheyehav, Hashem Yechiyach. Rashi says, Yisurim Shalava, Na'ashe Gema Sheterachanu Komite Loscha Salam Denu, Samir Dikil Rashi, Shebishvil Yisurim Zorich Odom Lovoi Libei Talmud Torah. The result of Yisurim should be Ischaskus and Libeda Torah. Yisurim Shalave, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyasrei Bo'ilam Hazeh Beloi Shum Ovoin, Kedei Lahar Bo Yischorei Bo'ilam Habo Yoyser Michdei Zuchi Yoyser, to magnify his Zuchi Yoyser. Omar Rove, Omar Rav Schoire, Omar Ravune. Kol Shakadish Baruch Hu Chofetz Boy, a person that the Rebbeinu Shloilam loves, Midnakai Bi Yisurim. The person, the Rebbeinu Shloilam is Miyasar him with Yisurim. Shenema Bahashem Chofetz, a person who the Rebbeinu Shloilam Chofetz wants, Dakai Hechli. So Bahashem Chofetz Dakai Hechli, so Rashi says, Misha Kodesh Baruch Hu Chofetz Boi Mechaleyu Bi Yisurim. Yochel, in these are Yisurim Shalave. Yochel Afilu Loi Kibla Me'ave. I would think these Yisurim accomplished their results even though he wasn't the Kabbal Dem Me'ave. Talmud Loima, so the Pasuk continues, Ibn Tosnim Osham Nafshay. Ma Osham Ledas Af Yisurim Ledas. The in kiblom, if a person is mekabel yisurim ba'ave, maschoro yira zera yarech yomim, v'loy oidol shel tamudai miskayim biyodai shenema v'chevitz Hashem biyodai yitzloch. Pligi bo Rab Yaakov Baridi v'Rab Acher Bachanina. We are speaking now about yisurim shalava. Chad omar eilu em yisurim shalava, Kol she'ein bohem bitul teire. That means, if the Yisurim are not geirem bitul teire, then one can assume that these are Yisurim shalava. She'nema ashrei agever asher tiyasrenu ko. When is it ashrei that one is getting Yisurim? Umeteiros chosalam denu. If he can still continue learning teire, so these Yisurim are ashrei. If the Yisurim are Goyrim Bittul Teire, so these are not Yisurim Shalave. V'chadama Eilen Yisurim Shalave Kol Shein Ben Bittul Tzvile. That the Yisurim are not Goyrim a Bittul Tzvile. Shenema Boruch Olikim Asheloi Heiser Tfilosi V'chazvay Meiti. That he wasn't Mevatel Tzvile. Omelu Rababa Bereid Rabchiye Barabe. Hochi Omar Rabchiye Barabe Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Eilu ve'eilu Yisurim Shalavo. Saide is bitul teire. He's unable to learn. Saide is bitul tfile. It could still be Yisurim Shalavo. Shenema ki es asher yehav Hashem yechiyach. And this could be a filler with bitul teire and with bitul tfile. He brought a posik before that Ashri Agebeshet Yisrenuko only if he can continue learning Torah. You're saying that it's called Ashri Agebeshet Yisrenuko even though he doesn't learn Torah. So he answered him as follows. He says, this posik is not speaking about Yisurim Shalava. This pasuk is speaking about Yisurim Haboim Al Oboim. And the pasuk is telling us what these Yisurim will accomplish. Al Tikro Selam Benu, Elo Selam Benu. This pasuk is speaking about Yisurim Haboim Al Oboim. And the pasuk is teaching us what they will accomplish. Dovo Zemite Roscho Selam Benu. Kavochema Mishain Va'ayim. Ma shein va'ayin, shein echad me'evorov shalodom, evid yoitzi behem l'cheirus. The halach is if a person possesses an evid knani, and he makes him lose a shein or an eye or a tooth, so the din is he becomes free, yoitzi behem l'cheirus. Yes, so this is maftia the avdus. Yisurin shememalkin kol gufei shalodom al achas kamo vekamo. The Goyim explains the Kal Vachomer as follows. The reason of Avdus came to Chom because of a klola. Chom was cursed by Noyach. The klola was because he did a double chet. He was a choytei be'enov v'ayal Chom. And he was a chayte b'diburoi v'yaged la'ochet. And the Gemara dibur comes with the teeth help the person be goyim diburoi. So these two evorim, the ayin and the shein, helped Chom, or Messiah Chom, to do the chet which brought about Avdus. The tikkun should have been that if the odoin took out a shein v'ayin, then he should be Yaitzel Lecheyus. But we see the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Ma shein v'ayin shein echad me'evor of Shalodom. Shein alone, or ayin alone, which is only one of evor of Shalodom. It is not the complete oinish. Eved Yaitzel Bem Lecheyus. Yisurim shememarkin kol gufei Shalodom. So if a person has Yisurim, that the whole group is suffering from the malachas kamo v'kamo, that the yisurim will be misakin the oven. I know the Rav Shimon ben Lakish, the Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish, nema abris b'melach, v'nema abris b'yisurim, nema abris b'melach, t'chsiv loisash b'smelach bris, there's a bris with salt, nema abris b'yisurim, t'chsiv eila divrei abris. Ma briso omo be melach, melach mamtekes es haboso, the melach preserves the boso, a briso omo be yisurim, yisurim memalkim kol aveinoiso of shel odo. Rashi, osham, kol be nafshe midaite, dobo ze she ashrei odo, ma she ti eschem ukom, mitroi, viteroscho solam deinu, kloi mitroscho nolomei demoisei. Nema bris be yisum d'chsiv eilo divrei habris. Acher haklolo is nema be mishne teure. Ach yisurim memarkin kol avinoishov shel odom garsine. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi oimer. Sholo ish matone is toive is nosen hakodish bochu li Yisrael. The Rebbein Shalom gave to Klal Yisrael tzvi matone is toive is. Vekulon lo initnon ela al yidei yisurim. In order that a person should be zeichet at these matanis toivis, one has to have a gdom of Yisurim. Eile hein teire ve'eretz Yisrael ve'olam abo. Teire minayim shenema ashrei agever eshet hiraschenu ko umbeteiros chosulam denu. That's the gdom of the teire. Eretz Yisrael d'chsiv kashe yiyaser ish es benoi Hashem alikecho miyasreko. Uchsiv basrei ki Hashem alikecho miviyacho el eretz toivis. Oilam abo, d'chsiv kiner mitzvah, v'toira oir, v'derech chayim, which seems the derech to oilam abo, that's the chayim aruchim, toichachos muso, that's the highway that leads to oilam abo, that's toichachos muso. Rashi says, chaye oilam abo, havin loy toichachos muso lo'odah.